We are on the square facing the cathedral. In front of us is the war memorial.
Honouring the soldiers of the First World War, it was created by the sculptor Gaston Broquet and inaugurated on the 24th of October 1926.
Look closely. The monument evokes neither victory nor defeat, but it does express the soldiers' exhaustion in a quite striking fashion.
As a matter of fact, did you know that during the First World War, there were two battles of Marne?
The first and most well-known took place in 1914. The French and British troops succeeded in pushing back the Germans.
As for the second, less well-known, it took place in 1918. It marked a decisive step towards the end of the Great War.
Now let's look at Saint-Étienne Cathedral. The houses of today fade away as we drift back in time. Christian Jacquin, guide in Châlons-en-Champagne, takes us back to the Roman era. But what was the city called at that time?
Here is where the Gallo-Roman city was located, the castrum, called Catalanum. Very early in the 4th century, the city was occupied by a bishop. He arrived here, and little by little, this neighborhood became a very important religious neighborhood. We can even say that real construction of the cathedral that you see before you began on the 12th century.
Look at the tower to the left of the cathedral. Is this tower Roman or Gothic?
Roman, it was built at the very beginning of the 12th century. We're certain that it was here when the Saint-Étienne Cathedral was consecrated in 1147.
Look just to the right of the tower. A fire in the 13th century changed the face of the building.
The fire of 1230 caused construction to begin again, resulting in this radiant Gothic-style portal surmounted by a rose window.
Now look at the entire body of the building to the right. Why is the western portal so light with the almost white stone?
This white stone is from the Savonnière Quarry in the Barrois. It is a blonde stone, an easily worked and sculpted limestone. On the other hand, that of the Roman tower is a stone from the Faloise, which is much darker. It blackens in the open air.
Time spreads out over this part of the edifice. Christian tells us more.
Nearly 400 years were needed to build from the nave to the western portal, which is from the 17th century and is qualified as French-style architecture. This is why the Saint-Étienne Cathedral is considered a veritable melting pot of architectural research.
Please feel free to enter the cathedral in order to discover the stained glass windows and all of the building's skylights. Right, after beautiful stones, let's move on to natural spaces. The Jard of Châlons. What is a jarre? Follow us and you will find out. Leave the square. Head to your left and skirt around behind the cathedral's cheviot by following the little garden. Continue straight ahead. Go down Rue de Noailles, then turn left. Move forward until the stop sign. Take Rue des Cordeliers opposite you, then the first street on your right, Rue Locher. Follow it until you reach the traffic circle. You will see the entrance to the Petit Jard opposite you. We will await you there.